This week in Delaware County, our monthly sit-down. Actually, we're both standing here, Mr. Jarvis.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, with Tom Jarvis. He is the principal of Muncie Central High School, and good morning to you again.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I am just fine. Lot to cover here. Let's dive right in. This past Wednesday night, that annual event that you and I and so many others love so much happened, and it was great.
It's, as usual, we had about 2,500, probably 3,000 students there, and what a great evening for students. You know, the one night, one mission, and one message for the entire youth throughout East Central Indiana, and my, how the Fellowship of Christian Athletes has grown in this area.
That event is called Fields of Faith, folks, and if you missed it, don't miss it next year, because it's really a red-letter date on our calendars, because it's such a good feel, you know what I mean? I had Isaac was the closing speaker. I had him in the studio this week to talk a little bit about the event. And first time I saw him speak, by the way, Isaac, was he was talking at the end of the Ryan Kerrigan event.
Yes, I remember that. Right? What a powerful message he gave.
And he is a Burris senior, by the way, and just a fabulous kid, and talked about, among other things, how there's a lot of fabulous kids in our world, and we want to focus on the good stuff as much as we do anything else.
And, right? You know, those students do a great job throughout the day and throughout the week and month and year, encouraging others, and just they live their faith through their actions every day.
Very good stuff. And earlier this week, also, we had a story that I thought sandwiches should be involved with Chick-fil-A. This is a really neat program.
It really
is. Delicious, too.
It is. And Chick-fil-A, they support it and sponsor it, but it's a leadership academy for our students. I think we have about 20 students that are in that organization. They meet once a month and talk about leadership among themselves, and they empower others to do what to do and help others in the community for community service. And it's just going to be a great event throughout the year for us.
Let's talk about the annual banquet now.
The annual banquet.
Yeah.
You're talking about
the alumni annual banquet.
Every year.
Yeah.
It's at Muncie Central in our cafeteria. I believe it's October 23rd.
Yep, I think you're right.
And it starts at 5:30. They will honor some people there as alumni of the year and give them some awards. I don't know who those people are yet, but anybody can come. And if they're interested, they can contact me at Muncie Central, and we'll get them in touch with the right people.
We're going to jump to a Veterans Day event at the end of our segment. Don't tune away, folks. I just found out about this a moment ago when Mr. Jarvis brought it up this week in Delaware County. Let's go athletics first, though, okay? Soccer first.
Well, soccer's finishing up this weekend, of course, with the soccer sectional, both boys and girls. That's hosted by Yorktown, and then the regionals will be next Tuesday. We hope to get there, and best of luck to those girls. And then you got football sectional coming up. You know, that draw is going to be Sunday.
Yep.
And we don't know where we're going to play or if we're going to host. Now, we do get a first week bye because we jumped up in 5A for football.
Oh, okay.
And so our first game really won't be until October 30th.
All right.
And again, we don't know yet.
Who you're going to play, of course.
Or where it's going to be.
Sure, sure. Absolutely.
And then on Monday, the volleyball draw for sectional. Now, that will be played up in Fort Wayne at Fort Wayne South.
Okay.
The first night is October 24th. Now, we may or may not play that night, depending, again, on the draw and if we get a bye. Then it might be pushed to Saturday.
Are the state finals for volleyball at Worthen again this
year?
Yes,
they are.
Okay, they are.
Yeah, and we go north, and we think our chances are pretty good of going far in the tournament.
By the way, back to the football draw, just so our listeners know, that's a Sunday night event, I think, this year.
The
draw itself. So we're planning a radio broadcast the next day that Mark Forrester, our sports director, that would talk to some of the coaches and some of the other players, if possible, and that
sure.
kind of stuff, too, and including Muncie Central and the various teams around our area, so we can talk about that as well. And then, holy cow, does that say girls basketball
girls
already?
Girls basketball, yeah. The first game, it's a scrimmage, but it's October 28th against Blackford. So, you know, they're going to get started right away, and I think they start Monday. The first day of official practice for the girls, and then boys are a couple weeks past that.
And Coach Blaylock, the Central girls have been had a couple of stellar seasons in a row. What's the outlook for this particular coming year? Any word for
us? Well, we're going to be pretty good. We only lost, I think, one or two seniors.
Oh,
and
nice.
In my opinion, you know, Jayla Scaife, she's a Miss Basketball candidate.
Yeah,
she's just phenomenal. She's committed to the University of Dayton, and then there, you know, she has a lot of players that support her, and so we're going to be pretty good. I think we'll be ranked for the first time in a long, long time.
That's really fun. Muncie Central principal Tom Jarvis is our guest this week in Delaware County. I wanted to hold back some time in our segment now for this Veterans Day event, November 11th. Let's take our time and explain how special this is going to be.
Well, it's going to be real special, and it's supported thanks to the Exchange Club of Muncie, and it will be hosted at Muncie Central. But Vice Admiral Jim Searing will be visiting us. Now, he is a Muncie North graduate.
Okay.
And grew up in Haldeman Village, but he's like number three in command for the nuclear weapons and has a direct link to the president. But
wow.
He's going to be talking about missiles, past, present, and future. The governor is supposed to be here, and some congressmen, and Mitch Daniel, and again, just a whole lot of people have been behind the effort of getting Vice Admiral Searing here.
Is this a charged event? You have to have a ticket.
No, it's absolutely free
really?
Of charge. Yes.
Wow.
And he will speak at 7 p.m. in our auditorium at Muncie Central, so that's open to the public. Prior to that, there'll be at the Alumni Center, there'll be a reception for him, again, with the dignitaries there. But, again, Mike Pence will be there, and Mitch Daniels, and I'm sure Representative Arrington. And we encourage the veterans to come. There'll be a free dinner in our cafeteria for the veterans prior to the event at 7 p.m.
So the veterans' dinner is 5:30, it says here.
Yes.
Do they need to pre-register the veterans, or do they just show up?
I think they can just show up, and they'll be fine. And then our JROTC program will present the colors that evening.
Wow.
And it's just going to be a fun event, and I'm anxious to hear Vice Admiral Searing talk about missiles and the nuclear war, if you will.
America's Hometown Band going to be there too. That's a neat little feature part
yeah.
of it. They're awesome. Or is that a maybe? I don't know. This is still pretty early. This is November 11th we're talking about.
Yeah, but in the past they have been there every year. So I think they will be. Again, it's a big ceremony open to the public, and it's a community event, and we encourage everyone to come.
All right. Well, thanks to the Exchange Club of Muncie, as you said, for funding that and making that possible. That's a November 11th event. That is fantastic. Third in charge of the nuclear box.
Yes. I don't know if he'll
carry. Is he
going to
bring
that.
The briefcase with him?
I don't know. We'll see.
I think he should.
You know, we just finished our 9-week grading period.
Oh,
the first 9 weeks just ended. And so now we'll be on fall break this next week and much needed rest for staff and students as they recharge their batteries and head to the second 9 weeks and the end of the first semester. It's hard to believe.
School year is just ripping
it
by.
Does. It goes faster and faster every year. I don't know why. Why is that?
Because I'm getting older. I don't know about you.
No, I'm getting. I'm 30 for 31 times.
There you go. Attaboy. Let's talk to the parents, if we could, about during break time, during fall break time, keeping those minds charged of the kids in some way, shape, or fashion. I mean, breaks are good, but also, don't let them get lazy, right?
Don't let them get lazy, and make sure they continue to make good choices that's good for them and not going to hamper them in any way in participating in athletics or anything else that they want to do once we get back from fall break.
All right. Well, have a good break.
Oh, I'm going to.
Yeah, good for you and good for everybody. And thank you for coming in for the segment as you have done for so long now.
Thank you, Steve, and it's always a pleasure to come and talk to you.
Glad to do it with you. Tom Jarvis, Principal Muncie Central High School, our guest this week in Delaware County. More coming up in just a moment. And you will hear in our next segment, information and insider how you can help with the big Thanksgiving event called Feed My Sheep Muncie. It's October, but we need to think ahead and plan ahead. That info is next.